A boy in the rear of the room, who had stolen a pack of matches from his father just that morning, now made use of the chaos in the classroom and took the opportunity to set Magpie's tail on fire. The scent of burning fur quickly filled the room, even before Magpie began to scream. Sally ran to the cat. Without stopping to think, she knelt and smothered the flames with her favorite blue dress. "I hope something awful happens to you," she called to the boy who'd set Magpie afire. Sally stood up, the cat cradled in her arms like a baby, her face and dress dirty with soot. "You'll see what it's like then," she said to the boy. "You'll know how it feels." Just then, the children in the classroom directly overhead began to stomp their feet, out of joy, since it had been revealed their spelling tests had been eaten by their teacher's English bulldog, and an acoustic tile fell onto the horrid boy's head. He collapsed to the floor in a heap, his face ashen in spite of his freckled complexion. "She did it!" some of the children cried, and the ones who didn't speak aloud had their mouths wide open and their eyes even wider. Sally ran from the room with Magpie in her arms and the other cats following. The cats zigzagged under and around her feet all the way home, down Endicott and Peabody Streets, through the front door and up the stairs, and all afternoon they clawed at Sally's bedroom door, even after she'd locked herself inside. Sally cried for 2 hours straight. She loved the cats, that was the thing. She sneaked them saucers of milk and carried them to the vet on Endicott Street in a knitting bag when they fought and tore at each other and their scars became infected. She adored those horrible cats, especially Magpie. And yet, sitting in her classroom, embarrassed beyond belief, she would have gladly watched each one be drowned in a bucket of icy water or shot with a BB gun. Even though she went out to care for Magpie as soon as she'd collected herself, cleaning his tail and wrapping it in cotton gauze, she knew she'd betrayed him in her heart. From that day on, Sally thought less of herself. She didn't ask the aunts for special favors, or even request those small rewards she deserved. Sally couldn't have had a more intractable and uncompromising judge. She had found herself lacking in compassion and fortitude, and the punishment was self-denial from that moment on.